So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, riddle me this. When do we officially stop saying Happy New Year to people?
Now. Actually, like 2 days ago. Now.
I mean, we're officially 1 week into the new year, and I guess some people still letting it slide. I said Happy New Year to a coworker yesterday, and I was annoyed at I was bothered by it. I'm like, okay, we're done with this. Yeah. I'm officially done saying it.
It's over.
By the way, Christmas tree should have been taken down. It's the 7th. We're done. I understand the argument is that your tree gives off a nice vibe because of the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a lamp. Saying Happy New Year on January 7th feels like saying Happy Birthday, but you're a couple weeks late.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What are we doing here?
Happy New Year.
It's a little late, frankly, for the Happy New Year's, you know?
Why? Just happened a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, that's too long. Statute of limitations is kind of run out on the New Year's. 3 days. Plenty.
3 days.
By the way, everything doesn't have to be happy.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I feel the same way about a lot. I feel the same way about every holiday. Like, if someone's like, Merry Christmas, like after Christmas, I'm like, ew, no. No.
Oh, you know what bothers me? And I love the holidays. But people are still jamming out to Christmas music in the first of the year. I'm like, no, whoa. It's
now.
Okay to move on. Anyone still saying Happy New Year? Where's the cutoff here? Maybe you're saying it and regretting it. 585-252-9800. Because we need to break this down real quick. I think the reason people get all bothered, like myself, mm-hmm. is that when it comes to wishing people a Happy New Year, it's because, I don't know, the holidays are over. January 1st on New Year's Day, I took down the tree, all the decorations, because it's time to start the new year. Yesterday, threw away all the leftover Christmas cookies.
Yep.
All the Christmas cards, they're taken down.
Down.
Went in the drawer.
See ya.
Now, the people who are still saying Happy New Year to you, let's say third week into the new year, whether they've seen you or not, those are the ones who refuse to take their tree down. I'm telling you right now, I guarantee it.
Something that pisses me off to no end is when people keep their tree up and then they just change the decorations for whatever holidays. A Valentine's Day tree.
No.
A St. Patrick's Day tree.
There are people who do
Easter
that.
Tree. It just like waters down the image of Christmas and having a Christmas tree. Like, so now we just have a tree for every holiday? Like, what? Why are we doing that?
I don't know. Maybe it's
a
just
4th of July tree.
It's easier. It's just the procrastination.
A Cinco de Mayo tree.
By the way, any of you guys using this new hack where you just saran wrap the entire tree and then it's good to go for next year?
No.
I thought about it.
No. Where are you keeping it?
So I found right above my bathroom, there's a huge crawl space and I put all my decorations and my tree in there. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. And I was like, what if I saran wrap the whole tree? And then I called my brother. I said, did you do that? He goes, no, we just throw our tree out and get a new one every year.
But it's a real tree, right?
No, it's artificial.
What?
Yeah. He's so wasteful.
Okay. As an environmentalist, I have some beef with him, truly.
I mean, so that's the thing. A lot of people right now, they just took their tree. They saran wrapped it with the ornaments still on it. I'm like, yeah, that's a cool hack. It's lazy for sure. But mm-hmm. it makes sense. I tried to do it. I just didn't have the amount of saran wrap I needed. It was an 8-foot tree.
Right.
But when it comes to saying Happy New Year, do we get a grace period? If so, how long? I think we're at the cutoff. It's January 7th.
Yeah. I don't think that it's appropriate. And like even like I think saying it in person is one thing and I think it should be absolutely done, but like even saying it in emails, like don't waste your finger energy. You know what I mean? Don't even type it out. Don't even type it out.
Kelly said I stopped on January 1st right at midnight. Anything else just feels really kind of fake.
Can I say something else that like rattles me for no reason? I hate when people abbreviate New Year's Eve. to NYE.
NYE?
Like, it's like... It's like NYC, but like there's a typo and I just don't know what it means. And I just like absolutely, I viscerally hate it. Like, I don't know why. Stop abbreviating New Year's Eve to NYE. Like,
yeah, it's just
giving, you know what it reminds me of? FYE. I'm like, oh my God, why are we doing this here?
No, FYE, thanks. Like the record store at the mall.
Yeah.
Memories.
FYE.
January 2nd. After that, it feels really forced and weird. That came in from Mark. So I think the cutoff, I mean, obviously it's to what you're comfortable with. If you want to do it and annoy people, that's fine. But wishing someone a new year or like a happy new year, I feel like that's it. We're done. We're a week into the new year and we left it alone.
It's over.
And I've made the mistake of saying it 2 to 3 times to the same person because I'm nervous.
Happy new year. 2 minutes later, happy new year. They're like, get away from me, freak.
I know, it's like it's too much. And I got to tell you guys, usually me and Breezy, we're not this bothered, but we have a lot of opinions.
New year, new us.